A legendary New England jam band with Berkshire County roots is celebrating almost a half century in Pittsfield, Massachusetts this weekend. 48 years into the band's existence, Max Creek hasn't settled on a description of its sound.
When people ask us, well, what do you play? What kind of music is it? You know, we're always just saying, well, we play what we like, and it's all kinds of music, from jazz to country to, you know, bluegrass to hard rock.
Another wind blows through the time I spent with you. Maybe second in my mind.
John Ryder co-founded the band in 1971 with David Reed. Trumpet majors at the Hart School in West Hartford, Connecticut, the University of Hartford's Performing Arts Conservatory, the pair ditched the horns for more lucrative instruments.
Which was the bass for me and a guitar for him. And then we found a drummer, and we went out on our way to play charts for strippers with that band. And then we got to play our own stuff in between. That soon ended after about a month of that, and we went up into the Berkshires, actually.
They decamped to what was then known as the Maple View Ballroom in Washington, Massachusetts, a venue that would later be renamed Woody's Roadhouse. It hosted bands like The Cars, Foghat, and Bonnie Raitt before closing in 1997. Ryder's roots in the Berkshires stretch back even further. He attended Mount Greylock Regional High School in Williamstown and was in the county when Tanglewood, down in Lenox, embraced rock music.
I went to, like, the first rock festival, so to speak, that went from 12 noon to 12 midnight in 1969, which was about a month before Woodstock happened.
Max Creek began in the then-popular country rock paradigm of bands like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. But Ryder says the band eventually progressed into a more psychedelic realm.
It was an experimental time for a lot of things, and, you know, we were a part of that late 60s, early 70s, culture. And that sort of began to define what our music was and how we improvised and how we moved from one song to another.
Max Creek began to embrace the kind of exploratory, free-flowing performances they're known for today, including some marathon sets that have seen the band play for 8 hours at a time, which Ryder says are his favorite.
Every show is different from the next one. We have no idea when we step on stage what song we're going into after the first song. It's like we sort of decide just before we step on stage, all right, let's do this song. And then the rest of the show just develops from there by what it feels like for the night.
This year, Max Creek is celebrating its longevity with a run of concerts around New England and its first new record in 19 years, a double album called 45 and Live.
If you look at a lot of what we've come to know as the jam band scene today and the bands that are its vanguard and what they do and how they construct a show and the bringing in of interesting interpretations of outside covers and the mix of styles. I mean, Max Creek, man, was doing that decades ago.
Chad Burnson is a senior contributing writer for jambass.com. He says Max Creek, contemporaries of the bands that spawned the jam band scene, like the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers, has carved out its place in the community.
Max Creek is the one that kind of stretches furthest back and is the one that I think at least people in the Northeast would cite as like the regional jam band to model based on the amount of time they've spent doing this.
Over the thousands of shows the band has played, sometimes playing hundreds of shows a year for years on end, Max Creek has shared the stage with its heroes, like Rick Danko of the band, Jorma Kaukonen of Jefferson Airplane, and Greg Allman, as well as some less inspiring bills.
I remember a bill looking at the marquee at this restaurant in Norwalk, Connecticut, and they had a meatloaf special. So we were under the meatloaf special, so it's meatloaf special, Max Creek. So we always, our claim to fame was we had a co-bill with Meatloaf.
Keyboardist Mark Mercier joined the band in 1973. He says his favorite shows are defined by a quality more elusive than tickets sold or prestigious headliners.
We have always, you know, based our existence on stage, not necessarily as performers throwing music out at the audience, but as kind of like a back and forth energy. And when that energy happens, that's really what keeps us interested in the whole thing.
Max Creek brings its 48th anniversary celebration to the stage of the Colonial Theater in downtown Pittsfield Friday night. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.